As more and more of America falls into private hands and more public land loses the protections that have guarded our country's wildlife, our backyards are becoming increasingly critical to provide essential habitat for wildlife. This, of course, has a dark side as more and more people and their pets encounter predators, hungry but skittish skunks, and other creatures it's not always easy to deal with, including the wasps I complain about. This problem is growing in part because so many people were never educated at home or school about wildlife. To make our backyard habitat friendly to hummingbirds through the breeding season, we must make sure it provides a balanced diet for adults and the young, a safe place to build a nest, and appropriate nest materials. During migration and any cold days after resident birds arrive but before flowers open, hummingbirds get essential carbohydrates from sap oozing from tree buds and from sapsucker drill holes. Aspens are ideal for being inexpensive, locally native trees that provide both and may draw sapsuckers away from more expensive ornamental trees to boot. In our area, the number one factor that makes it likely that hummingbirds will nest nearby is a resident yellow-bellied sapsucker. Nectar-bearing flowers are also great invitations to hummingbirds. Choosing species and cultivars native to our area will ensure that good insects are attracted to them too. Hummingbirds need a lot of protein, both for the adults and for their growing nestlings, and tiny insects provide all of this. Jewelweed, columbine, and lots of other flowers are ideal. Carol Henderson's Landscaping for Wildlife, published by the Minnesota DNR, is a great book for giving plant suggestions for our area. When you purchase flowers for your yard, make sure no systemic pesticides were used on them. It's impossible for hummingbirds to build nests without two essential materials, lichens and spider silk. If you have a backyard pond or bird bath on the ground, lichens may soon appear on any moist rocks nearby. A few dead trees or snags can also provide a substrate for lichens to grow. If you discover spider webs along your eaves, don't be too quick to knock them down. Hummers and some other small birds may need them. And avoid using any insecticides on your property. You can poison both the insects hummingbirds need for food and the spiders they need for silk. Every year I like to anticipate hummingbird arrival, so I check the internet map on hummingbirds.net starting in February as more and more suddenly appear along the Gulf Coast. Throughout March and April, they continue to advance. The man who puts together the map, Lanny Chambers, uses a different color each month to make the progress more clear. As of January 9th, there had already been a few sightings in central Indiana and several in Illinois along the Mississippi River. As the month proceeds, you can watch the sightings creeping northward. It's fine to set out your feeders a few days before they arrive, so the very first ones in your yard won't have trouble finding food, but make sure to keep the sugar water fresh. Reporting your own sightings to hummingbirds.net and also to ebird.edu will help scientists track this information, which is useful for many conservation and education purposes. But even if you don't report your own sightings, enjoy the ones at hummingbirds.net so you can get your feeder out as soon as hummingbirds appear up here. Meanwhile, just thinking about them may warm your heart. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.